On this week's AP Religion Roundup, Pope Francis makes a historic trip to Africa, and psychedelic churches are pushing the boundaries of law and religion. Pope Francis made a plea for peace in South Sudan as he began a mission Friday to the world's youngest country. Francis cited years of war and clashes on the eve of his arrival that killed 27. The overwhelmingly Christian South Sudan gained independence from the majority Muslim Sudan in 2011. Along with civil war, flooding and other calamities have displaced more than 2 million people there. The Pope's visit to South Sudan follows his visit to the Democratic Republic of Congo. A highlight of his Congo visit was a rally in Kinshasa, where Francis led 65,000 young people in a rousing denunciation of political corruption. Recent demand for a psychedelic tea called ayahuasca has led to the formation of hundreds of what many call psychedelic churches across the U.S. Growing numbers of people are flocking to churches like this one in Utah.
And it's been used ceremonially, it's been used socially, it's been used as medicine.
Dr. Selena Subaya is a researcher at Columbia University. She says the drug has been used in the Amazon basin for thousands of years.
Federally, ayahuasca is still considered a Schedule I substance, meaning that it has no medicinal purpose, meaning that it is largely illegal.
Church organizers argue a 2006 Supreme Court ruling protects them from prosecution.
I had so much gratitude.
Adherents like Lorenzo Gonzalez argue ayahuasca brings them closer to God.
I can't wait for today's experience because I got all that evilness out of me and I want to see what joy I'm going to get next.
Its popularity has increased in the West in part due to celebrities sharing their experiences with the substance. I'm Walter Ratliff.